All right, buckle up, everyone, because today we're diving deep into something pretty wild. We're talking about a system that can preview and transmit invoices, automatically, no less. But here's the kicker. It does all of this without you needing to mess with your firewall. I don't know about you, but that just screams, how is that even possible to me?
It's definitely not the norm. I mean, think about it. Most systems that have to talk to servers outside your network usually need some kind of firewall adjustments to make it work. So this one, finding a way around that, yeah, it makes you curious about the security side of things for sure.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to unpack today. How this system handles your invoice data, how it talks to a server, and even manages to close the browser window all by itself when it's done.
It's like a symphony of tech working together. You've got Harbor Code, HTML, JavaScript, and server-side scripts all playing their part.
Okay, I'm all ears. Take me through this workflow.
So picture this. Your invoice data is all prepped. The system takes this data and uses Harbor, a programming language a lot of business apps use, to structure it all, organizes everything into variables and arrays, and then it converts all of that into a JSON string.
Hold on. Why JSON? I know it's used a lot for data exchange, but is there something special about JSON that makes it a good fit here?
That's a great question. JSON is kind of the superstar of data formats these days. It's lightweight. Machines can read it. Humans can read it. It's very versatile. Mm. And compared to other formats, especially older ones like XML, JSON is just way more efficient for sending data back and forth.
Ah, so it's like the perfect messenger for this system, all about that smooth online communication.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So we've got our invoice data all packed up into this nice JSON package. What's next?
Now, the system gets a little bit flashy. It creates an HTML page to display the invoice. This is what the user actually sees. But behind the scenes, there's a JavaScript function called sendData that's ready to pounce.
Wait, so the user doesn't even have to lift a finger. It just sends the data off to the server automatically.
You got it. There's a line of code, window.onload, equals senda. That little snippet makes sure the data is sent to the server the second the page is done loading.
That's incredibly efficient. So where does this data end up on the server side of things?
It goes to a specific endpoint called submitinvoice.php. The server-side scripts take over from there. But here's the thing. The client doesn't just sit around waiting. It's got a clever way of checking if the server is ready to respond.
Oh, okay. Now I'm intrigued. How does it do that?
It uses this JavaScript function called setInterval. Think of it like a timer. In this case, it triggers another function, check file exists, every 3 seconds. And that function is looking for a specific file called responsedata.json on the server.
So it's like the system is poking the server every few seconds saying, hey, you done yet? How about now?
You got it. And this back and forth happens through another endpoint on the server, check response.php. Now, if that file is there, meaning the server has finished processing and has a response ready, there's a visual cue for the user on the HTML page.
Oh, so what happens on the page? Is it like flash a big success message or something?
Uh-huh. Not quite that dramatic. Remember that download button we talked about earlier? The one that was inactive?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as that response file is found on the server, the download button comes alive. You click it, and another endpoint, downloadresponse.php, starts the download process.
So it's like this whole intricate dance between the client and server. Amazing how much is going on behind the scenes without the user even knowing.
It is. And there's actually another process running at the same time on the user's computer, which makes it even cooler.
Wait, hold on. Two things at once.
Yep. While all that browser stuff is going on, a Harbor timer is running locally on the user's machine. It triggers a function called check response every 2 seconds. But instead of checking the server, this one is keeping an eye on the user's download folder.
Ah, so it's like a dedicated watchdog making sure the download actually arrives safely.
Exactly. And once that file lands in the downloads folder, the system does something incredibly clever.
Okay, you gotta tell me. What's this brilliant move?
It goes through all the open windows on the user's computer, looking for one with a specific title, local invoice.
Wait a minute. It doesn't.
Oh, it does. It finds that window and just closes it. Poof. Mm. Gone. It's like magic. The browser window just disappears.
That's incredible. The whole system is automated from beginning to end. And remember, all of this without any changes to the firewall. Now that we've seen how it works, I have to ask, how is that even possible? It's like it's bending the rules of network security.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It's definitely unusual. It seems like the system is relying on a pre-existing trust relationship between the client and the server. Like they have this secret handshake that lets them bypass the usual security checks. But the specifics of how that works are still a bit of a mystery, at least for now. Okay, color me intrigued. I'm dying to know more about this secret handshake. And How secure is this approach, really?
So it's all